Live.com.
1-800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live. Hour number three. It's Ian here with you.
And Bob.
And Manwich.
And you can get interactive with us at freetalklive.com. We have got the archives there with the last six shows, fully archived and described right there on the front page of the website. Be sure you check that out. They're absolutely free. There's no need to pay any sort of membership fee or anything like that. And we're podcasting, number one podcast in the world currently, right?
That's
now.
That's right.
And if you want to help us with that, click right above the archives. There's a little Vote for Free Talk Live link. If you just click that, it takes you maybe 30 seconds to vote for our show, and it'll help us stay
we
on
We can
top.
Ensure our supremacy.
Exactly.
Over the podcasting community.
Much to the chagrin of the podcasting purists out there. But, Manwich?
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. I swear. If you want to hear more about the Free State Project, keep listening to our show because we talk about it all the time. Or you can call them at 1-888-532-4604. Log on at freestateproject.org. That's 888-532-4604, toll free. Or log on at freestateproject.org.
Let's go right to the phones, right to the fun. The show about your calls, anything goes, political, personal, whatever's on your mind. Johnson in Sarasota, Florida. You're on Free Talk Live, Johnson.
Hello, gentlemen. I just wanted to call and say I noticed an interesting pattern occurring on Free Talk Live.
What's that?
The callers, you know, amongst the comments on some of these forums, you know, amongst the podcast community, and also just listening to callers. Well, recently, Ian has kind of, he's given me this book on wealth creation to read.
Uh-huh.
And I, after reading, I actually sat down and I read the first couple pages of this book, and I became immediately enthralled and then read half the book.
Wow.
And after doing that, I kind of came and I started listening to the show, and I was just, you know, messing around my computer. And, you know, as I was listening to the show, I noticed this pattern, and the pattern is that you guys didn't have a disproportionate number of business owners who call your show.
I'd say we probably do, but I would think that business owners have a tendency to be more libertarian.
Well, they have to
deal with the government on a more regular basis.
Well, yeah, exactly.
And we're all business owners to some extent because we own our own labor.
Well, no, let me clarify what, you know, I think that a lot of the people who are naysayers, you know, the negative daybobs, who are kind of talked down about Free Talk Live and you know, some of the just more socialist callers,
uh-huh.
I've noticed that they tend to seem to be poor or of a lower ilk, shall we say.
Well, and they have this victimhood mentality about it, like, oh, I uh-huh. can't control my circumstances. The big evil corporations made me poor.
Exactly. See, I'm not trying to say that in a, you know, kind of a derogative way. It just seems to me that you guys get a lot of callers who are people who understand that they need to be responsible for their own wealth creation, and they understand that freedom is important to this. Now, you know, immediately I think, oh, well, there are some very rich politicians out there. You know, there are people, you know, like, you know, Kerry obviously is, you know, as being a Democrat, he's obviously, you know, anti-freedom on a whole lot of things, and yet he's very wealthy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think that there are a lot of, you know, the politicians out there, yeah, they're going to be pro-freedom all the way up until they can use the government for their own ends.
Certainly. That's why they're politicians, so they can utilize the government to enrich themselves off the backs of the poor.
Yeah, and I think that it's very important that people who understand that, you know, that how necessary freedom is are going to be wealthy. You know, if you're going to succeed, if you... Or you believe that you're responsible for yourself. I don't know.
Wealth is such a basic, fundamental concept that if more people knew what wealth was and knew that wealth is really unlimited, they'd be able to take much more advantage of it and their own lives, and we'd be a more wealthy society as a result of it. Now, the government doesn't want that concept getting out, so they really don't talk about it in economics class. You don't. I never learned anything about wealth in high school. I only learned it on my own by doing my own research on it afterwards.
I know a lot about lack of wealth, and I think that's most people's perspective in this country as far as, you know, how do you relate to the concept of wealth? Well, I don't have anything.
That's not true. You're wealthy just based on being in this country, but you don't have the right perspective to see it. I mean, if you are poor in America versus poor in India, you're going to see how much wealth American poor people have. And what I mean by that is you've got things that you take for granted that count as wealth. Air conditioning.
Yeah.
Refrigeration, telephones, televisions, automobiles. You've got all these different things in your life that make it a lot easier to live life. You're not out plowing a field 16 hours a day to stay alive. Yeah, self. I mean, you can go on and on and on of all these things that we have because we're a wealthy society.
I think a lot of people look at wealth, though, as more of a status type of situation where they view wealth as, like, your ability to show other people how wealthy you are. The richest people I've ever met have been the people that you would least think were rich. When I was in college, I went to school with guys who came from millionaire backgrounds. Those guys are the ones that wore sweatpants and drove reasonable, you know, conservative cars like a Toyota Corolla or something like
that. That's how you stay rich.
Then the upper middle income people, you know, who had enough money to buy the stuff, they were the ones that would show it off, but they weren't the truly rich, although they would lead you to think that they were. I mean, wealth in this country is it's, you know, there's status that goes along with it as well. It's the appearance of wealth, and I think that's part of the, you know, that's where people get in trouble with debt as well, and credit debt, because people, there's so much credit available in this country that
they can use it to make themselves appear wealthy.
Yeah, you can live a lifestyle of this classic, you know, upper middle income American who's going out and buying everything they want, eating out when they want and stuff. But what you're really creating is
a pit of
debt for people and who are worse off than the guy who's just sitting home watching his basic cable.
That's exactly right, Johnson. Any other comments?
Yeah, I wanted to say that, you know, listening to the callers who call in and, you know, listening to the patterns that I'm hearing on Free Talk Live and hearing you guys talk about wealth and doing research on my own and just listening to all the different people, it just, you know, and I wanted to say this to all the listeners, just keep paying attention, you know, watch this pattern of callers that I'm bringing up, and I think for some of you people, you know, who might be young, especially the younger listeners, and those of you who are just starting to get freedom, it just gives me a warm feeling inside because I know for my future, you know, I'm fairly young, I know I'm going to be wealthy. Just
yeah.
Listening to all these different people, I know that my future holds wealth in it now.
And absolutely.
To listen to some of these people who didn't used to get freedom and who are starting, you know, some of the older people who didn't used to really get freedom and who are now starting to get freedom, it also seems that with their understanding of freedom is wealth. Is coming
comes,
to
yeah,
wealth
comes the understanding of the creation of wealth. Go ahead and plug the book you're reading.
It's The Richest Man in Babylon by George S. Clason.
It's actually, I think it's a book that was published in the 60s. It's got some just time-honored lessons in it that are presented in a very simple and understandable fashion, and it really breaks down how easy it is, how simple it is to create wealth for oneself. It's just that people don't know these secrets, if you will. And it's blazingly simple once you've got it in front of your face. It's really more just reminding you of what you should already know but may not practice.
Exactly. A lot of it, I was sitting there reading the book, and just the way it is presented to me, like, it was a lot of things that I already knew, but just the way it put it all together, the way this book put it all together for me is just—it's pretty revolutionary.
And it's a short book too. You could knock it out in a few hours.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I knocked out the first half of it in an hour.
Well, John, good toilet reader, huh?
Johnson, great call, man. Any final comments?
No, that's it.
Thanks, man. 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. I actually lent that book to Johnson. Johnson, for those of you who don't know, is our Monday night co-host, our third man on Monday nights here.
You know, whenever I find a good book that I find very useful, I like to tell people about it, and especially if I get excited about it. A book that I've read in the last year, which I think is important for people to read, is this book called The Hydrogen Economy. Talking about the evolution of hydrogen as our main fuel source and how oil is going to be disappearing. And it's,
you know,
expensive.
If it wasn't for government, oil would probably already be gone as far as a fuel source. They profit up. 800-259-9231. This is your show. We got Bob in Alabama who's been holding patiently, and your calls as well. Anything goes. Take control. It's Free Talk Live.
Yeah. JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You wear deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up that embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. She knows you want a safe deodorant that contains no aluminum, preservatives, chemicals, or petroleum-based products. She also knows that while you want it all natural, you want it very effective. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Try No BO. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. No BO is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NO-BO. Check out their website at no-bo.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with No BO. That's no-bo.com.
Hi, folks. Jack Browner from Midas Resources, the real money folks. Let's review a few things from the past year, November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
Do you want to be able to listen to adult programming? Make your own decisions about what your children can see and hear? Or have reporters tell you when politicians use gutter language or engage in sexual misconduct? Well, too bad. Congress wants to take these things away from you by imposing huge fines on broadcasters for indecent speech. I'm Jim Babka, president of DownsizedDC.org. I'm also a parent with three young children. Like you, I don't want Congress making my decisions about what I can see or hear, or how I raise my children. Tell Congress no. Go to DownsizedDC.org and petition Congress to withdraw their huge new fines for indecent speech. Save your right to make your own choices. Visit DownsizedDC.org and send Congress a message. That's www.DownsizedDC.org. Don't censor our programs.
If you're $10,000 in credit card debt or more and are making minimum monthly payments but getting nowhere, Debt Relief USA has the answer. Call 1-800-516-6567 now. Debt Relief USA has ways through special programs to reduce your principal and interest. You may qualify to reduce your credit card debt as much as 75%. Just call 1-800-516-6567 for a risk-free debt analysis. Stop losing sleep over annoying, harassing phone calls. Don't even consider bankruptcy until you know your options. We cannot help unless you call 1-800-516-6567 today. Our debt relief specialists understand and know the answer to getting you out of credit card debt fast. Just one call will put your life back on track. If you're $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call for a free debt evaluation at 1-800-516-6567 for the relief you need. Debt Relief USA is helping Americans re-secure their financial future one client at a time, excluding Maryland and New York.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. It's your show. You take control. We're here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time, the live Saturday night edition. And it's Ian here with you.
And Bob.
And Manwich.
And don't forget to get interactive with us at freetalklive.com. We've got the live streams there, the dial-up modem style stream. We've got the broadband stream as well, so be sure you check that out. It's all for you. All for you for free at freetalklive.com. Let's go to Bob in Alabama. Bob, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Manwich and Bob.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Bob.
Greetings.
Hey, greetings. I was listening to your talk about the Liberty Dollar, and I guess I'm trying to figure out exactly what the advantage of the Liberty Dollar is.
It's very clear to me. It's got silver behind it, whereas the government money has nothing.
Well, but So it has silver behind it, but do I, you know, if I were to get some and I were to go to Walmart or anywhere else, I would still have to pay the price, you know, in dollars that they're asking for the item, right? I mean, they're asking $10 for something.
Sure.
And I would pay 10 Liberty dollars for it.
Yes, right. Yes, you would.
Okay, so, and then those 10 Liberty dollars, you know, it doesn't, I don't know what the advantage is. I mean, I understand.
Well, there's an advantage that that's, you know, we haven't talked about really yet, and that is if you sign up as an associate for the Liberty Dollar, you can actually buy them at a discount. So instead of spending $10 to get a $10 piece, you spend $9.50 Federal Reserve notes, and you get a $10 Liberty piece. So technically, you actually, by spending it, are getting a discount on the product. Plus, you could also have merchants who accept the Liberty Dollar, and there are merchants all around America that do already accept them, that could offer a discount, like an incentive. Like, if you want to buy this box of chocolates, you can pay $5 in Federal Reserve notes or $4 in Liberty dollars, because the merchant realizes that getting silver is more valuable than getting the greenback. So
I think
how the market would approach this.
And correct me if I'm wrong on this, but is the idea of setting up a competing currency system that will, I mean, somehow make it better, you know, take out the negative side of our Federal Reserve system? Or
they could make a change. I mean, the guy who's behind the Liberty Dollars, he likes to align himself with kind of like the FedEx of dollar bills. Instead of, like, back in the 70s when FedEx came about, apparently the post office was in its worst. I mean, the service was terrible. I mean, now it's a step above terrible. everything about it was just utter garbage. And so once FedEx came into existence, then all of a sudden the Postal Service kind of got its act together somewhat. I mean, they're still in the red and they still stink, but at least they don't stink quite as bad.
At least they're not quite as mean about it.
Right. Yeah.
Well, is there any business out there that you're aware of that is accepting Liberty Dollars at a premium over the Federal Reserve notes?
I would doubt that, and certainly Liberty Dollars are, their price currently is set by the fiat dollar. I mean, obviously they can't just step on the court and be the big boy. They have to be supported.
You have to start somewhere.
If you believe in a metal-based currency, then and a lot of people do, as evidenced by the calls we get here, then this is a good place for you to practice those beliefs. And it's constitutional.
It is fully legal.
A lot of this has to do with faith currently, Bob. It's not an issue of, you know, well, how is it going to benefit me? What's it going to do for me today?
Wait,
you know what I mean?
I understand, and I'm a big proponent of, you know, metal-backed currency. I'm just trying to, you know, when is it going to happen? You know, and I'm so excited about this, actually.
When's what going to happen?
When's it going to happen that Walmart, you know, has two prices on their items?
It depends on when Walmart wants to do it. They could do it next week if they wanted to. I don't know if they're going to. That was just kind of like my it's a fantasy right now.
It makes sense.
That's the big question.
It makes sense that they would offer, you know, ultimately, if the dollar keeps depreciating in value and you have something that is backed by, you know, something solid, then it would make sense that they would offer a dual pricing structure. But I'm just wondering, you know, when it's going to happen, if it's going to happen, and if it does happen, it would be a very exciting thing.
Yeah, my biggest question when I'm very new to this topic. Actually, when I first came in here, I thought, you know, Ina was going to show me a little coin trick or something with his coins. He's got three of these big actual $10 pieces that are backed by, or actually contain silver. And I guess, and it's just what you just talked about, it's just like the dollar competes against the yen and the euro for its value. Eventually,
and thank goodness it has those other currencies to compete against.
It would be
real trouble if it didn't.
I guess it would be an internal currency for us to compete against, for the dollar to compete against. And there will be times, I guess, when the $1 of the what are they called?
Liberty dollars.
I'm very new to it. I'm sorry. $1 of the Liberty currency could be valued much higher again than a Federal Reserve note of $1, and there would be the value of having them as the dollar got weaker. I guess the theory would be your $1 liberty currency would remain the same.
Actually, the way this is structured, it is actually designed to adjust to inflation. So once the spot price of silver reaches a certain price, the value of the liberty currency, it changes around. There's some technical things that definitely deserve to be learned about it. And if you want more info, Bob, you can go to dollar.freetalklive.com, and it's all there for you.
Right. Well, you know, it would seem to me then, you know, you sort of that logic, it would make sense that the business owner, you know, who is accepting the currency, would accept all currencies. And I don't see, you know, any place here in the United States where you can walk in and say, well, I'd like to purchase this, but I want to use euros, or I want to use yen, or
You can use them anywhere. It's like, for instance, Bob, not every house has a for sale sign in front of it, but you can believe they're all for sale. Now, if you step into a store and the business owner happens to know anything about euros, and you say, see this Coke for 99 cents, I got a euro that I'll give you for it, they'll say, a euro for a 99 cents? Sure, I'll take that, because a euro is worth, what, $1.50 or something like that right now?
What you're saying is, man, which you absolutely can go into different businesses and use different currencies. It's just completely not worth most people's while to do that.
From a legal standpoint, you can. They're allowed to accept it and stuff like that. But it's just like trying to go to a 7-Eleven or a fast food place and using a $50 or $100 bill. That's a federal note, and it's legal tender, but some businesses just choose not to accept them, for, like, security purposes. So, I mean, again, it's up to, you know, the private business and whether or not they allow this currency to be used, in exchange for their goods.
It can happen, Bob. It should happen, and if we all get together, we will make it happen.
I hear
you. That's what's the most exciting about it.
No, I'm excited about it, and I really don't. I hope it takes off and, is accepted everywhere. And it would be very exciting if they advertise a different pricing structure for it, because that will expose, the fiat nature of the, federal currency.
That's actually the purpose behind the organization that's behind the Liberty Dollars called NORFED, which basically stands for the National Organization for the Repeal of the Federal Reserve and the IRS. So their goal is to literally topple the Fed. Basically, which is certainly a noble goal. Bob, thanks for the call, man. Great call.
Thank you.
Don't forget to get on at dollar.freetalklive.com if you want to learn more about that. We got Paul in Delaware. He wants to tell us about our show.
Great.
Oh, really? Well, we're always looking to learn new things here on Free Talk Live. It's your show. Take control.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
With gardening season coming up, you'll soon be building your compost pile. And that's why there's a great gardening tool I have to tell you about. It's called the Compost Twin. Gardeners know the importance of composting, but we're all too familiar with the backbreaking work of turning the compost pile with a pitchfork and the messy accumulation of kitchen scraps while you wait for a batch of compost to cook. So Mantis developed the Compost Twin. The Compost Twin is the only composter with two 10-bushel bins on one machine. The barrels sit well off the ground and away from the pests that feast on your compost pile for Sunday dinner. Plus, mixing the compost is a breeze with the Compost Twin's easy turn gear system. And with a second chamber, you can continually add kitchen scraps and garden waste without disturbing the composting process in the first chamber. No more mess, no more odors, no more hard work. Deal direct with Mantis and get a no-hassle one-year money-back guarantee. Call Mantis now for a free video and information kit on the Compost Twin. Call toll-free 1-866-833-MANTIS. That's 1-866-833-MANTIS.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. It's your show, the Saturday night edition, and it's Ian here with you.
And Bob.
And Manwich. And again, political, personal, whatever's on your mind. You got a rant you want to get off your chest? You want to tell us about our show? All you have to do is call up at 800-259-9231, and we will very quickly have your call screened. It's just a matter of telling us where you're calling from, how you're listening to the show, where what you want to talk about, and what your name is. And then we'll put you on the air. It's that simple. So, and, hey, don't forget to go to freetalklive.com. Check out the bulletin board system. Literally thousands of posts there for you to surf around through, hundreds of members. So go there, dig that, freetalklive.com. Let's go to Paul in Delaware. Paul, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Bob, and Manwich.
Yeah, I'm just calling in because people have been telling me on the private messaging service on your BBS to call in because they say I'm the only person that can get with you guys.
Can get because, with us?
Yeah, well, get with you. I mean, you know, expose your neo-libertarian agenda. And,
oh, right, right. And what your, is a neo-libertarian?
And the non-action. And
what is a neo-libertarian?
What is a neo-libertarian? I mean, well, I mean, you should know. I'm talking to one right now.
I don't know.
Well,
I don't personally. My name is Bob. How are you?
Well, how you doing, sir?
Super.
First time hearing you. I've heard your advertisement for Free Talk Live.
Yeah, it's my first time on the show in a long time, actually.
Okay. Yeah. But I just wanted to call up because people have told me to call up, and I
okay. You just already said that. So what are you gonna? Yeah, how are you gonna expose us tonight, Paul? Go ahead.
Well, I didn't really, the only thing I would mainly call up is just say that your show sucks, but while we're on the subject of...
Oh, that's deep. That's real thoughtful.
Well, look here, you call
Yeah, me. Obviously our show sucks. That's why we're the number one podcast in the world, and we have hundreds of thousands of dedicated listeners to the show.
If you're anti-libertarian...
Hold on. You just made a statement. Let me respond. It's hard to talk to three people at once, but I understand.
Okay, Paul, go ahead.
But, so what? If you are... Number one. I mean, Friends is number one. It's mindless. I could say Rush Limbaugh is number
Touché,
one.
Touche, Paul. Good point.
Does that make
I'll give
sense?
You that one, Paul.
Yeah. And, you know,
okay,
but,
so you told us we suck. What else you got on your mind?
Let's get to the Liberty Dollars, man. I want to talk more about that since you're trying to promote them.
Sure. Dollar.freetalklive.com.
Yeah. Thanks for that plug for them.
There you go, buddy.
But what I'm saying...
We made Paul laugh.
But what I'm saying is this, man. I mean... What's the sense of having a Liberty Dollar?
Hey, wait a minute. How did you know we were talking about Liberty Dollars? You must have been listening to the show, huh, Paul?
No, you're right. You're right. I never listened to your show. The only reason why I know that you're talking about Liberty Dollars is because when I was put on hold,
I
was hearing it. But no, make it be known. I do not listen to your show except for when I call
it. So what about the Liberty Dollars?
Can I say a real quick question, Paul? How can you judge the show as sucking or not sucking if you don't listen?
Well, because for one, see, I'm a GCN Alex Jones listener, and what happened was, you know, you guys come on GCN, and so I heard you, and so I listened for the first three three times that I listened, and it was a good concept, you know, Free Talk Live. You get to call in, so on and so forth. But as I listen, it's one thing to have a Free Talk Live show, great. But then to promote yourself as this great, you know, libertarian, you want to say, and you're out to expose and to make, you know, this country a better place, and then I just hear what, you know, is said, I just got to tell you what I think of it, and so I do not listen. But people have, you know, told me to call in, so I'm calling in. But
okay, so what are you exposing tonight exactly, Paul? I mean,
am I exposing tonight?
Yeah, what kind of
No. People,
dirty
like
secrets.
I said, people wanted to hear my voice on your show. They private.
Oh, come on.
Okay.
You got to have something to talk about, Paul.
Hold on. Let me say something, because if you want me to talk about what I would like to talk about, which is a Liberty Dollar, I would like to talk about it.
Well, get on with it.
Okay, well, let me talk about it then. What's the sense of having a Liberty Dollar when the majority of the mindless sheep in our society are going to be going to the, credit card system or the national ID currency credit system?
So because most people won't accept it, we should just give up on having silver-backed currency. Is that your argument?
What I'm saying is, if you know anything about not just this country, but around the world, you're seeing that, you know, even college students, all of them are getting conditioned to using these credit cards or what is like a credit card.
And you know what? We agree with you on this one, Paul, that's not a good habit for people to get into. But what's that have to do with the Liberty Dollar? Why should we stop using it?
Let me make the point.
Okay.
If you have a Liberty Dollar in the near future, in the future that's coming, you know, it's like saying, oh, I'm stockpiling on gold. Everyone is buying gold. Well, guess what? The only people you're going to be using the gold with are the other people like yourself, if they have a business that you can, you know, barter with. Other than that, the majority, the ones that watch Friends, the ones that are totally entertained and out of touch with reality, they're going to be, you know, like the sheep they are, and they're going to follow the one in front, and they're going to go with their credit.
So what about
card.
What they do? Who cares?
But
my point is, you got to reach the people psychologically instead of trying to jump to a Liberty Dollar before they can even grasp the concept.
What? People
the
don't
majority,
get this concept.
Man.
The only way to help them get it is to put a piece of silver in their face and show them what the real dollars can be like. You can't change people's mind just by talking to them sometimes. Sometimes you actually have to show them. And you always accuse us of not ever doing anything. Well, it's obvious that you're wrong, and every time we prove that you're wrong, we're doing something. We've got Liberty Dollars, and we're going to distribute them. And we're going to New Hampshire as well.
You're going to distribute them for a nice, healthy reward for yourself in the process. But
of course, that's what the banks do. Why shouldn't I be able to do it?
No, you should. It's a free country, and that's part of our freedoms. But my point is, I mean, just get real, man. I mean, the Liberty Dollar is about a promotional item, you know, just like the rest of the talk shows do. It's not about actually spending this thing. I mean, we will see. Like,
right,
like everything else. Go ahead.
Paul, one question.
Number one, you saying that a lot of people wanted you to call in and that's why you called, that's about as good as saying that we're, you know, the number one podcast show. I mean, we already established that those types of things are a little bit goofy and not valid. Number two, you need to compare the Liberty Dollar with the gold that you're talking about, how people who are collecting gold, those are people who are planning for some kind of future cataclysmic event where there's a breakdown in society where the money becomes useless because government is gone. I don't think that the Liberty Dollars are created for that type of purpose. And I think you're confusing the two issues. I think, as we discussed earlier, the Liberty Dollar is
that's true. These are not investments.
Yeah, it's a competing form of currency.
I think Paul might understand that, but he's just saying that he thinks it's a waste of time. Right, Paul?
Well, it could be a waste of time.
Yeah.
I think that if you consider yourself an intelligent person,
and
everybody else are just sheep who watch Friends, then I think that you're setting yourself up to fail, because I have a lot more faith in humanity and people in general. I will agree that our culture doesn't promote education and intelligent thought too much, but I will say that I'm probably one of the more intelligent people I know, and I enjoy a good rerun of Friends every once in a while myself.
Fair enough. Paul, final thoughts.
Well, I'm not one to really promote Friends, or I mean, they're all good entertainment distractions, I call them. But
20 seconds, Paul.
Yeah, it was a nice call, and
one of your better calls, Paul. I got to say, you were very well behaved on this call.
Yeah, just action, man, is the key word.
I agree with that, Paul. Thanks for the call, man.
Enjoy listening.
Yeah, 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. This is your show, and you can take control. We're here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. Plenty of time for you to get your calls in about whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live.
For some time now, many people have heard of the benefits of Oregacin, Oreganol, Oregamax, and the many other health products from North American Urban Spice. Dr. Cass Ingram has stated,
extracts of wild oregano, notably the P73 oil, in particular the P73 Oregacin, completely obliterate the human cold virus in 20 minutes in one dose with a 100% kill.
Health and well-being can be achieved by using the all-natural Urban Spice products from North American Urban Spice. Call 877-817-9829 to order or ask for a free catalog. The oils, juices, and capsules manufactured by North American Urban Spice are from the finest raw materials in the world, which is why North American Urban Spice is recognized as the leader in natural herbal products.
The herbal medicine has the exact frequency, the exact chemistry to kill any germ.
Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and start down the road to herbal health. Herbs and spices or doctors and drugs, the choice is yours. Call 877-817-9829 to order your North American Herb and Spice products today.
Attention parents. Congress wants to take away your parental authority. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. The new bill is about to become law, and unless we do something to stop it, it could eliminate your favorite show. All because Congress is offering to help protect your children. After Janet Jackson's costume accident, Congress got up in arms. They proposed $500,000 fines for broadcasters and on-air talent per incident of indecency. You are right to want to protect your children. I have three young children myself. But you don't want the government to choose what's appropriate for you or your family. There is programming that some families find objectionable that you, as a parent, may decide to use as the basis of a life lesson, a conversation with your children. At DownsizeDC.org, we believe that Congress must not meddle with your family decisions. This bill is in the final stages of becoming law. We must act now to stop it. You can tell your congressman you oppose this law by visiting DownsizeDC.org.
If you're $10,000 in credit card debt or more and are making minimum monthly payments but getting nowhere, Debt Relief USA has the answer. Call 1-800-516-6567 now. Debt Relief USA has ways through special programs to reduce your principal and interest. You may qualify to reduce your credit card debt as much as 75%. Just call 1-800-516-6567 for a risk-free debt analysis. Stop losing sleep over annoying, harassing phone calls. Don't even consider bankruptcy until you know your options. We cannot help unless you call 1-800-516-6567 today. Our debt relief specialists understand and know the answer to getting you out of credit card debt fast. Just one call will put your life back on track. If you're $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call for a free debt evaluation at 1-800-516-6567 for the relief you need. Debt Relief USA is helping Americans resecure their financial future one client at a time, excluding Maryland and New York.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. You get interactive with us and take control of the show. Literally anything, political, personal, a rant you want to get off your chest. Hell, we'll even talk pop culture if you want to. So, anything goes. In fact, we've got Ian here with you tonight.
And Bob.
And Manwich.
And again, freetalklive.com, the place to be online. We've got archives there, last 6 days worth of the show, fully archived and described right there on the front page of the website. No membership fee required, no logging in, just go get them. freetalklive.com. Where are we going next, Manwich?
Well, I got a late breaking news from the Associated Press here.
You puked that one a little bit.
Did I?
Late breaking news.
I think
something has caught my throat. No, it was just a little bit.
I don't know how late breaking it really is.
Late breaking. There you go.
Yes.
More
seek help for marijuana addiction.
Who?
More.
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 More people
Michael
are
Moore?
Seeking help
yes.
for marijuana addiction?
Treatment rates for marijuana nearly tripled between 1992 and 2002, the government said, attributing the increase to greater use and potency is what the government said that the reasons were. No, no, no. The reason that three times as many people are getting treated for marijuana is because the cops are cracking down on it and the judges are sentencing people to.
Yeah, how much of that is forced treatment?
Absolutely. It's almost all of it.
Nobody who smokes marijuana is going to check themselves into treatment because anybody, when I say nobody, I mean maybe 99% of them
won't. It's not debilitating.
Right. Anybody who smokes marijuana, and you know this, Bob, I know this, we've smoked it before in the past, it doesn't prevent you from being a productive citizen.
I smoked pot earlier today, and I still made it up here.
We appreciate you making it.
Well, it was much earlier.
Been a little while longer for me. Anyway, this report is a wake-up call for parents that marijuana is not a soft drug, said Tom Riley. This is just...
Tell the same lies over and over again. Maybe people will start believing them.
Well, the thing is that the AP, it's like they gave the drug czar full rein.
On this particular story?
Yeah, it's like they wrote it. It's a puff piece for the for the drug war. Okay, Tom Riley, a spokesperson for the White House Office of National Drug Control Policy.
Spokes bureaucrat.
It's a much bigger part of the addiction problem that is generally understood.
He's an idiot.
Well, I think we're all addicted to oxygen. I wonder what they're going to do about that next.
Right.
Advocates of legalizing marijuana disagreed. Yeah, saying that the trend was largely due to an increase in marijuana arrests and had almost nothing to do with more people seeking treatment because they thought that their own health was at risk. I'd go a step farther and say it had absolutely nothing to do with people seeking treatment because their health was at risk. They have the option of going into treatment for marijuana or going to jail, said Paul Armentato, a senior policy analyst for the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws.
Right, and the government touts this as like it's a huge victory. Look what we've done. Everyone's checking into treatment. And look, we're focusing on treatment now, and we're so much more caring.
Just as many people are smoking,
people
but lots more are getting treated.
Right.
Right.
Right. And don't forget, again, didn't you give the arrest statistics? We're now up to 700,000 plus people per year arrested for marijuana possession.
It was from 340,000 in 92 to 700,000 in 2002.
Yeah. And
700,000
people. It's not necessarily a Bush thing, because old Bill Clinton was doing it around 700,000 towards the end of his term.
And they're both pot smokers.
And I think marijuana laws, a lot of them are local laws and state laws as well. I know in Florida, it's very dangerous to be caught with any kind of marijuana because they have very stiff sentencing guidelines for even minuscule amounts. I also know where I lived before in Hamilton County, where Cincinnati, Ohio is. You can have up to 2 ounces of marijuana in your possession. And it's a $75 ticket that you
get
mail
out of
in
here. For real?
Yeah, mail it in.
That's really funny.
And I'll tell you one thing. They
just want their money.
That's all it's about.
It used to be a $75 fine with a mandatory court appearance. Okay? But what happened was so many people were showing up with their lawyers and not pleading guilty and actually fighting the charges.
Really?
They actually took the smart move and they realized, listen, we don't want our courts to be clogged up with all these people on marijuana possession charges. We don't want to make it legal, but it's the same fine, $75. Now you don't have to pay the court costs, because the total fine with court costs used to be up to, like, you know, got up to $150, something like that. Now it's just a ticket that you mail in, just like if you had gotten a speeding ticket.
Wow, where is that again?
Hamilton County.
Hamilton County, Ohio.
You know, that validates one of the things that I've always said about this war on drugs and how we, as semi-free people, can actually put an end to it. For the most part. And I've always said that if more people stopped pleading out and actually took their cases to trial, like you said, the court system just wouldn't be able to handle it anymore. They wouldn't be able to build courtrooms fast enough to keep up with all the people. I mean, literally, go sit in an arraignment in your local area of town if you don't have laws that are that good, and watch how many people on a Monday morning are there for a drug possession of some sort. It's amazing. The caseload is huge, and they all plea out because they're scared.
Well, because, of course, because the government has the system set up where... number one, it's really scary to try to fight it and win.
Right.
And number two, you know, if you don't plea out, you're looking at a really tough sentence.
Yeah. Like, it's like, you know, pay the little fine, take the little probation, do that kind of thing, mm-hmm. or we're going to slap you really hard with the big old law book.
Right. Well, that's what the game is about. The game is about scaring the populace into doing whatever you want them to do.
Mm-hmm.
Fact is, the cops are people too, and they screw up just like you and I do. They make mistakes. As a matter of fact, they make them more often than most of us because they're bureaucrats, they're lazy, and they sit around, eat donuts, and drink coffee all day. And so odds are good if you take a case to trial, you'll probably find the holes in their case, and you probably will win. It's worth it. 800-259-9231. If it's worth anything, it's saving this country. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
This is Jeff Diamond, and we're talking to the creator of Right Size Smoothies, Steve Bostic.
I just got off the phone with a woman who ordered Right Size last week. Her name is Joni, and she'd already lost 12 pounds in only 7 days, and she was so excited. She said this is the first time that she's tried a weight loss product that actually worked for her.
When you drink a Right Size Smoothie, you feel like you're full, and that's what you're looking for, isn't it?
We call it the Hunger Smashing Smoothie. We've developed a cutting-edge appetite manager called Appamine. It's in the smoothie. You drink the smoothie, it knocks out your appetite. It helps to burn more calories than you take in safely and without being hungry. And as you know, that's what leads to weight loss. It's a great product.
And you're going to let people try this for free for 2 weeks.
It's the best deal that anybody's ever offered on a weight loss product. You don't pay anything up front. You try the product free for 2 full weeks, see how it works for you, and either you lose the weight or you never pay for it.
Call 1-888-223-2838. 1-888-223-2838. That's 1-888-223-2838 for Right Size Smoothies.
I want you to take a moment to think about moving out of your home, uprooting your family, uprooting your career, changing your whole life. Thought about it? It's quite a commitment, isn't it? I'd like you to think about this, too. Do you feel like we are rapidly losing our civil liberties with each passing day? Does this worry you? Does it bother you that our politicians don't even read many of the laws they sign every day? Well, over 6,000 members of the Free State Project have made that commitment to change their lives by gathering 20,000 people with a plan to move to New Hampshire to remind the world that freedom works. When we reduce the size, scope, and expense of government, you and your family will be free to run your life and run your business as you see fit. With the Free State Project, you can have liberty in your lifetime. For more information on the Free State Project, please visit our website, freestateproject.org, or call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604 or freestateproject.org.
All water isn't the same. Scientific research in the past 2 decades which studied water has produced some startling new information. Water is not just some simple liquid that we happen to drink. Because our body is composed of 75% water, drinking energized water adds pure light frequency that can help cleanse and help alleviate most health problems. AquaNorthwest.com carries a full line of products that will increase the water's energy by creating a positive spin and revitalizing water in a higher vibration state. For example, AquaNorthwest.com offers an energy gel mug. Simply place any liquid in the energy gel mug, and in just minutes, your water is positively charged and ready to enter your body in the most impressionable state. You've all heard about products that energize your water. Don't be fooled by imitators. Visit AquaNorthwest.com and learn more about the benefits of positively charged energy water. Call 888-7-AQUA-NW. That's 888-727-8269. Or visit AquaNorthwest.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. The live Saturday night edition of the show. We do this 6 nights a week, Monday through Friday from 8 until 10 o'clock Eastern Time. And, of course, this show from 7 to 10. You get the bonus hour there from 7 to 10. Eastern Time, and it's Ian here with you.
And Bob.
And Manwich.
And don't forget to get on the phones. If you want to get your call in, now's the time to do it at 800-259-9231. Don't forget, you can also get interactive with us at freetalklive.com. We got the Shrine of Female Listeners there. Dozens of women have sent their photo in to be part of the Shrine, and you should check it out, and especially if you're a lady, you could send us your picture. freetalklive.com. So we're talking about the insane war on drugs again on this show, a topic that rears its head several times in any given week, I would say, because it's that important. I mean, the loss of our freedoms is being... this war on drugs is spearheading the loss of our freedoms. And you were talking about one of the amendments during the break, Bob.
I guess Matt was looking up the Eighth Amendment regarding cruel and unusual punishment. And I don't know how anybody has not brought, you know, when they've been convicted of a marijuana charge or brought up on charges, you know, the cruel and unusual punishment as far as how marijuana is classified in the same same way that the cocaine, heroin, other quote-unquote hard drugs, that, you know, you should serve some time or whatever, that type of stuff. When it's classified the same way and punished the same way, it seems a little cruel and unusual to me.
Sure.
When the drugs are so completely different, not that I have experience with any of the harder drugs, but I can tell you,
now, on this show, we're
as somebody who drinks coffee and smokes marijuana,
mm-hmm.
I don't see much of a difference personally the way it affects my body chemistry. And I think marijuana, coffee, alcohol, you know, these lower tier drugs, caffeine, nicotine.
I would say alcohol is more dangerous than some of those. I mean, some of those harder drugs. I don't know for sure, but we're not having a bunch of ODs on. Really, overdoses don't even really happen very much anymore in this country.
You know, if you put up a chart and you were completely unbiased about it, and you put the pros and cons of alcohol and marijuana next to each other, you're going to get a list of cons with alcohol far greater than list of cons with marijuana.
No
but
doubt.
Then the argument switches to the propaganda, like the article that Manwich brought up in the last segment, where, you know, the government constantly is doing everything they can to put out bent statistics to make it look like that marijuana is a bigger problem than it is.
And the reason why they keep putting out the statistics is because they're scared. I mean, the reason why the government has to keep telling these lies is because they keep finding out that people have learned the truth. I mean, people in this country know what marijuana is really all about,
mm-hmm.
and so it's like their death throes. They're trying their damnedest to lie as much as possible.
And there lies the problem with their main argument against marijuana as being a gateway drug, because they say that one thing that's bad about it is it's a gateway drug that leads to harder drugs. Now, if you're telling the kid his whole life that marijuana is really bad, it's just as bad as heroin and cocaine, the kid goes and tries marijuana, realizes it's not as bad
exactly
as he's been told, he's going to think the same thing about the other drugs. Now you're getting into some trouble.
Oh, they lied to me about this one, so they must have lied about every other
exactly,
one.
Exactly.
And it's good logic. I mean, it is the government. They probably are lying about the other ones, too.
Well,
Not so much. And it is really
we'll do some research on that topic.
It really is the war on marijuana, and it's absolutely insane. We wish we had more time to talk about it tonight, but again, we do it six nights a week. Bob, thanks for being here tonight.
Thanks for having me.
And Manwich, of course, you'll be back on Monday night as well.
Yes.
8 o'clock Eastern
to the studio.
Time. In the meantime, don't forget to log on and get interactive with us at freetalklive.com and cast your vote for the show. Get on there, freetalklive.com, and we'll talk to you Monday night at 8 Eastern. See you.
If you're tired of...